What's happening locally? The news.
And indeed, it is our time to take our first look for this week, our Monday morning look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. A group of Panamanian rescuers that travelled to Turkey is already in the disaster zone in search of survivors after the earthquake registered on Monday, the 6th of February. They work against the clock and in the middle of the rubble. This group of Panamanians arrived in Istanbul on Saturday and immediately moved to the southeast of the country, the epicentre of the earthquake, specifically to Kahramanmaraş, one of the provinces most destroyed by the earthquake. The delegation of rescuers of the Joint Task Force is made up of 20 specialists. They will work for 10 days in Kahramanmaraş in a coordinated effort with rescuers from different countries, the government reported. Two inmates from the La Jolla prison have been pointed out for their alleged links to a shooting that occurred between rival gangs. In this incident, a policeman and an inmate were killed. Two agents of the National Police and a prisoner were also injured. As a result of the operation had ended late on Friday night, the La Jolla prison, the National Police, together with the Public Ministry, apprehended alias Popoton and alias Jolito, both deprived of liberty, the National Police said on Saturday on their Twitter account. The Public Ministry already informed that the Homicide and Femicide section of the Metropolitan Prosecutor's Office took alias Popoton and Jolito before a guaranteed judge. General Directorate of the Penitentiary System reported that the shooting took place in Sector A of La Nueva Jolla. For security reasons, family visits and to the said prison complex located in eastern Panama are suspended. Well, after a search of the La Jolla prison, the authorities seized 20 firearms, cell phones, sharp objects, among other prohibited items. The searches are going to continue, said the Minister of Public Security, Juan Pino. This was during a tour of the prison on Sunday, together with the Director of the Police, John Omar Dornheim, and the Minister of Government, Roger Tejada. For his part, Tejada indicated that the Cabinet Council approved a budget of $25 million to install a security system with modern technology. We will have new lights, watchtowers, and we are making adjustments to the perimeter fences, he said. The National Migration Service of Panama registered the passage of 10,031 irregular migrants through the Darien border in 11 days in February. Most of them are Haitians. Now, according to the latest figures compiled by the immigration authorities, of the 10,031 irregular travellers who crossed the border through Colombia, 3,248 were Haitians, 2,638 Ecuadorians and 1,883 Venezuelans. There are also Colombian, Dominican, Cuban and migrants from other world regions. The Panamanian immigration authorities project that in 2023 the passage of irregular migrants will be significant. The Panamanian immigration authorities project that in 2023 the passage of irregular migrants will be significant, taking into account that in January the figure reached 24,634. That is, in 2 months, 34,665 irregular travellers have crossed the Darien Gap. Panama registers a daily average of at least 1,000 migrants arriving at reception points in the province of Darien. Intellectuals, militants and former members of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD, met on Sunday at the Palatino headquarters to participate in the national meeting, Balance and Challenges of Turismo in the 21st Century. The objective of the meeting, according to its organizers, is to analyze the current situation in a country based on the ideals of Omar Torrijos Herrera and to be able to draw conclusions. The event was attended by current leaders of the PRD, such as the former general secretary of the party, Pedro Miguel González, who has stated that he is an opponent of the branch of the National Executive Committee of the group, led by Deputy Benicio Robinson, and supports the presidential aspirations of José Gabriel Carrizo. The act was also attended by the President of the National Assembly, Crispiano Adames, who stressed that this group has no owner. any member of the party knows and recognises that there has no owner, and if they want to believe it, well, the local leadership shows him the ability to aspire, said Adames. Mauricio Baquero Pardo, this is the Colombian ambassador in Panama, was denounced for alleged sexual harassment. This was by a former co-worker who currently works as the first secretary of a diplomatic career in the Colombian Foreign Ministry, and was a subordinate of the current ambassador in Panama during his representation in Singapore from 2014 to 2018. The career diplomat was appointed by President Gustavo Petro on the 21st of October 2022, amid requests for rejection, and he obtained the approval of Panama to present his credentials before President Laurentino Cortizo, Vice President José Gabriel Carrizo, and the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Janiana Tilweni. This was a month after his appointment on November the 23rd of 2022, where he expressed his willingness to continue strengthening the close ties of friendship, cooperation, and solidarity that have always united the two nations. The H5N1 avian influenza is threatening the country's poultry industry and also poses a risk to people's health. After having detected some cases of avian flu, the Ministry of Agricultural Development reported that it found a focus of avian influenza in backyard birds in communities with difficult access, located in the north of the province of Veraguas. The focus or outbreak was detected in the communities of Concepcion in Rio Veraguas and Santa Maria de Belen, where they reported that they had proceeded as an immediate measure to slaughter approximately 1,500 backyard birds. The mayor of Santa Fe, Jorge Cardenas, was contacted and reported that a sanitary fence had been established to protect some five poultry farms where there are approximately 1 million birds. It's not to be alarmed, but we are preventing this from getting out of control to avoid a crisis in the poultry industry, he said. In fact, MENA reported on Saturday that an institutional team travelled to Veraguas to implement specific actions to prevent the avian influenza focus detected in backyard birds in communities with difficult access to the north of the province from spreading to other regions. And that's it. Not too much happening over the last couple of days, but there we are. That's it. That's our Monday morning look. Some of those things here in the local news compiled for you for this morning's programme.